Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, listening audience. Hello, listening audience. This is Coach G from... Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Yeah. Hello, Ron.
Hi. Go ahead. I'll just finish.
Well, this is all over again. Push go to start. Go. Hey, the radio audience, this is Coach G broadcasting from our studios in the Boston Hills, about 2 miles approximate to the Buffalo Ski Center, and we're running off a Blog Talk Radio studio. I'd like to welcome all our listeners here today, and Blog Talk Radio is a program brought to you through the Hope Collection, through the leadership and generosity of Ron Clayton, who is our key man, and he's on us with the phone right now. But that brings up a good point. This is a call-in format, and so we have a number which people can call into, and you can join us live, or you can check in, and you can rebroadcast any of these if you can't make it. But I like to call this a participatory show. We're looking for people to call in, and so why would you want to call in? Well, you can just say hello, nothing wrong with that. But this is, we're concentrating on Four Seasons Fitness, and Four Seasons Fitness here in the Northeast, it's snow time. And so we are, like to say, you can call in, we'll take any question, but we want to concentrate on winter sports fun, and in particular on that skiing. But you're welcome to call in because we broadcast throughout the 12 months on what we call Four Seasons Fitness. But it's snow time. Now I'm looking out the studio windows here, and we have a green lawn. We have an overcast sky, and it's rain. But out in the hills, it's a little cooler. Sometimes just 1 or 2 degrees makes a difference. And they are making snow during the evening hours. So I'm happy to announce our premier ski destination here in Western New York is Holiday Valley, listed as one of the top most popular top 50 ski areas in the entire country. That includes Vail, Aspen, Big Sky, Bachelor Mountain, Killington, and all of those. Little Holiday Valley, and I shouldn't call it little anymore, is ranked right up at the top with them. It's a total experience. So we in Western New York are open for skiing. There's 9 other ski areas. I think that they're in the process of opening. They may do it a little bit later, but the whole point is if you want to ski, here we are. So on that basis, I say again, the lines are open. Call in at 714-816-4686. And that's the number. You'll be greeted by an automated responder. She has a British or Australian accent, and she'll just prompt you and say, welcome aboard, essentially. Then your name appears on the studio dashboard here, Council, and I click on your microphone, and you're free to start. But I'm generally going to say hello to you, kind of warm you up, let you know where you are, what we're going to do, and then you'll be live here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, along those lines, I'm going to demonstrate because we have a caller on the line, and I'm going to say, caller, would you sign in, please, and tell us a little bit about why you called today? Area code 716. Come in, area code 716. You're live.
Well, good afternoon, Coach G. This is Ron Clayton calling in to just say hello and kick off our December, our holiday season. You're the first one to greet everybody into the new Christmas season, the last month of the year. And as we close out the year, we're looking to be kicking off a brand new one here next month. And so we've got a few more weeks to be able to get together and greet and meet and connect with as many people that in the last year we've deliberately avoided. We've deliberately tried not to be engaged with people. And now all of a sudden, we're trying to say, look, I see a billboard. I was driving home from taking my wife downtown this morning to work. There's a big billboard. Let's open the doors. Let's get to business. Let's get back to business. Let's start doing stuff. Gosh, isn't that a novel idea? When you have bureaucrats and politicians and people who have absolutely no skin in the game, they just have authority, and they're using it to abuse it by keeping people in prison. We're the Americans in prison. Our forefathers, I think, would be very disappointed that we don't have the backbone to stand up against. We've had three world wars. We've had multiple laws, wars. We've had civil wars to fight for freedom. And what do? We lay down because of an invisible enemy sent to us by the Chinese who nobody will recognize and give responsibility to. And we're succumbing to it, and we're the losers. We're the ones that are losing out on the joy and the ability to expand the impact, and most of us are people of faith. And what we're doing is we're topping out serving that faith because we have some fear of an unknown. And there's ways to protect ourselves in a safe way. And, you know, there has been some science that has generally proven to be a benefit, particularly if, in my case, I'm over 60, a diabetic, had a stroke. I can't claim high blood pressure anymore, and I don't claim even being out of whack with my sugar. I got all those things under control. But I'm still in one of those categories. They say, well, you're more susceptible, Ron, because of your age and health. So, under those terms, I took the advice of my doctor and said, look at this shot that was designed to help at least reduce or possibly eliminate you the possibility of getting this horrible plague, and that's what it is. So when I did that, now we're doing things to try and make life safe and again and open up our hearts, open up our spirit. And I think most importantly, lift each other up. I can't do it for a text message. I will fight this to the bitter end until I'm not here anymore. I'll be using the cigar right on my tombstone. You can't build a relationship in a text message. Guys, we have to do it eyeball to eyeball, heart to heart, spirit to spirit, and that's talked live. And we're damaging. We're damaging the great gift that God has given us. You know, he didn't tell the seven disciples back in his day, Christ, there was a lot of disease. There was no medicine. There was no way to fight bacteria, viruses. And by the way, they existed. There was a malady called leprosy, highly contagious. And the leader of our faith said, go to the corners of the earth. He didn't say only go to the places they got a mask and don't go to the only places that they've had their vaccination. And don't go out because you got to stay home and be isolated. Never said any of those things. Just the opposite. And you know what he did? He armed each one of us with his Holy Spirit and his power to protect us. And I believe if we believe more in that faith, we have more protection than we do when we just pretend that we're just somehow existing here in this world. And I'm carrying on because there's too many people that just don't have the background to stand up and say, I know I'm right. And I know I am. And so what's going to happen is more people are going to die of broken hearts. Can you think of all the poor people that are locked up in nursing homes that you can't see, that are relatives? They're never going to see their grandkids again. And they could have. And they might have lived longer or a better, higher quality of life. But we make these rules. And somebody sits behind a desk and says, oh, I'm making a rule. And they smile and they smugly say, we're controlling this. They don't control, excuse the expression, they don't control a damn thing. But yet people will just, okay, they're sheep. Well, this kid's done being a sheep. So I don't know who might all be on the call today, but I pray that you'll have the strength and the belief in your faith and trust enough in your faith, along with good medicine and good. And I'm not saying go walk into a room full of sick people. Avoid that by all means. But at the same time, don't avoid eyeball to eyeball sharing your spirit with somebody because they can see it in your eyes. And so that's my encouragement. That's my message for the day. Gary, I'll turn it back to you. Somebody's on mute. Hey, how you doing, big guy?
Great, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well, thank you. We're moving forward. We are basing our life on living a victorious life in spite of a lot of people that don't want to see it that way. And we have too much work to do. There's too many lives to be touched. There's progress to be made. And we've got the last month of 2021 to get a lot done. And I'm excited about that. And so we are on an adventure. This is the adventure and the season of greeting. It's a new birth. It's the salvation of the world, of the earth, of individuals. And boy, can we be a big part of doing that. Gary brings this show, Fourth Season of Health. You know, there's really a fifth season that goes the whole year. And that's the season of health and spirit. And so we can put that and apply that in every single avenue of health that you can think of. And there's a place where it can't be attached to, and should never be minimized, because what a blessing. You know, Gary, you know, you get down those slopes here shortly, and I can't wait to watch you from the fireplace with my hot chocolate, but I know you'll get down with much vim and vigor, sliding down those skis and just having a wonderful time on the slopes and taking the challenge that, you know, Mother Nature puts in front of you. And my challenge is to stay as warm as I can.
Well, you know, we've got another caller on the line, so I welcome that caller to say hello, tell us what's on your mind today. Area code 770, you're on.
I ain't nobody but country boy. I ain't nobody. I'm just a little nobody trying to tell anybody about somebody that can save everybody.
And country boy, how are you doing? What are you up to?
Actually, I just got through talking to my brother. He sent me some photographs. Him and his wife just got back from Colorado, and they were riding down the slopes, but they was on a snowmobile, and that's more like my pace, Gary. Don't put me on those skis.
Well, you know,
put
country boy, what area were they at? Do you know what area they were skiing at?
I do not. They just sent me the photographs, and he said, "What do you think it is?" And he sent me a little video. I didn't realize until he sent me the video that I've never ridden a snowmobile. With jet skis, plenty time on the water, roller skates, don't do roller skates. I busted somebody in the nose with my elbow. Can't do skateboards, too old, don't want to skin nothing to break nothing. A snowmobile? Country boy can do that.
Well, I'll tell you, country boy, I've owned a couple snowmobiles and done a fair amount of riding. One of the best I did was out in Yellowstone. Talk about riding a snowmobile. It's fantastic. But I imagine your brother did the same thing. There's some fantastic trails up near Steamboat. They call it Jackrabbit Pass or something like that. So I want to tell you, because I'm going to encourage you, country boy, to get your backside out there and try it yourself. Because my snowmobiles go back into another century. But the new snowmobiles, man, they've got heated hand grips. They got heated seats. They have Wi-Fi or music. I'm telling you, it's like riding a deluxe. You know? I imagine your brother had just that type of thing. Go ahead, country boy. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Gary? I was making jokes. I just knew if it had a motor, and the only thing I had to do was turn the hand grip and tell my wife to wrap her thighs around a little bit tighter and scoot in and hold on tight. I knew I could do that.
Hey, Gary,
I like that part about having my wife hold on tight, because that's another advantage of snowmobiles. Country boy, I hope you behave yourself out there.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
what's
Gary,
that, Ryan?
Country boy?
Yes, sir.
When Gary was, you know, he's saying he comes from way back with snowmobiles. Were they hand crank back then?
You didn't have to go there, Ron. You didn't have to go there.
I'll answer that quite specifically. The answer was yes. That's another thing. We used to take a rope and we'd pull it and try and get the engine going. Now they've got electric starts, and you're absolutely correct. That was not funny. That's the truth.
Wow. I can see me out there yanking the cord. It's like this thing says, I'm cold. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going back inside to join Ron and get me some hot chocolate, too. But it's the winter wonderland. It's the yes,
country boy. I know that where you live, and I'm going to say there's no snow where you live. Country boy, being in general here, he lives in the northwest corner of Georgia. Now, surprisingly, you're getting up in elevation, and you're not too far from snow. But country boy, what do you want to do when you want to play in the winter snow down there in Georgia? Up in that area you're in?
Well, when I want to play in the snow, I go right around the corner about three blocks. Like Ron says, I go to Stone Mountain and get on the artificial snow. They have it there about 4 to 6 months a year. It's not real snow, but they got real hills, and they got something white and fluffy. It looks like snow. It feels like snow, and I can go right around the corner and do it. But we usually go, you don't know nothing about it. Y'all talking about snowmobiles. I'm country. We got sledding. And sometimes my sled, my favorite sled, is this big giant cardboard box. Man, it's got a TV thing. It came in like a TV box, and it's got that coating on the outside. I outrun everybody every year in this one box, and I take it back and put it back in the sport. I've been riding in that box for at least 6-7 years. Didn't cost me not one penny for that box.
Now, that's my kind of make it happen. And that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun. And one of the things we do here on Blog Talk Radio, especially on Ski With Me or Four Season Fitness, is we answer questions and we try and solve problems. So if you're from the Northeast and Ski With Me has its main office here in the Northeast, we always say you got to learn to love winter if you're going to live up north, and that's what we try and do. We try and bring the fun back into winter sports. Now, one of the ways we do this is we work with underserved communities. We work with the rural folk, and we work with the downtown city folk. And Ski With Me has a special program called My First Ski. And we go into schools in the Buffalo school system, and we work with the schools and the kids, and we bring them out, kids that would never would have thought of skiing. And, boy, we work with another organization that gives them free clothing. They get to keep their coats. But, you know, some of these city kids, especially those macho male guys, you know, they say, oh, we don't wear coats in the wintertime. Well, I'll tell you, if you're going to have fun out in the winter, out in the rural areas, you better wear a coat. I don't care how macho he is. So, quite honestly, that's just one of the first lessons we give them in a one-day event. The school provides the buses and the lunches, and we provide the instructors, the equipment, tickets, and we teach them how to have fun in the snow. Now, we teach them a little bit about skiing, and hopefully we bring them back. We'll bring them back as many days as the school will let them. But we also have a course on snowshoeing, and anybody, Ron Clayton included, could snowshoe. And we also have a section on just simply hiking. And good Lord, good grief, anybody who can't hike, come out and sit by the fire and enjoy it and drink hot cocoa and watch the rest of us have fun. And I'm serious. It's not like we're leaving you behind. Because winter sports is really not a recreational activity. It's a social activity. So with that being said, country boy, how does that sound? Tell us a little bit about Stone Mountain and how we can come down there and do a special Ski With Me event.
Well, let me throw you a curveball. You know, I always study for the last 20 years at midnight. I study from like midnight to 4 a.m. And last night I was watching some videos, and I happened to know I got one of those little pop-up things, Gary, and the guy says, if you ever get caught out or get stranded in the snow and need to make yourself some snow boots, this is how you do it. Guess what he did, Gary? He went and got the floor mat out of his car, and most of those floor mats have a rubber bottom on them. He showed you how to take your foot, set it right in the middle of the floor mat, and showed you how to make 4-5 folds. He showed you where to fold it up from the front and fold it up to the back and tuck it almost like he was wrapping a present. And I'm thinking, well, how in the hell is he going to tie it? All of a sudden, he takes the seat belts and cuts the seat belts in the car. And he takes the seat belt and wraps it around this floor mat, around his leg, ties a big knot in it, and goes, ta-da, I got completely dry feet from a boot that I made in less than 5 minutes from the floor mats out of your car. And if you don't have that, you can use this for string, the seatbelt for string. Some people might have a belt on, and you can fasten them around with your belt. But it was just a really, really, really interesting thing. But it's just amazing, though, the winter is most people run from, but we don't run from here down in Georgia because it don't never get unbearable. Yesterday it was kind of unbearable. It was 73 degrees. You know, you get up in the morning with all these clothes on, and about 30 minutes later you got to peel out of them. But, and then, you know, we do have opportunity where most people, excuse my French, Gary, those people, city folks that don't get no snow, I pretty much have gotten snow enough to play in for the last 10 years every year. We feel like we're the chosen ones on the planet. I'm 550 feet above sea level in the northeast Georgia mountains, only 12 miles from North Carolina, 30 miles from Tennessee, and 30 miles from South Carolina. So I do get an opportunity to see snow on the mountains. I got photographs of icicles that's 16 to 20 foot long, longer than your car, bigger than a light pole. It's growing off the side of the mountains because when you go up through the Great Smokies, it really, really, really gets cold down in those crevices to where the sun don't really meet the backside of the mountain up there. When it comes to snowing and funning around in Stone Mountain, we've always taken, I'm co-founder of AtlantaChildren.org. 99% of the kids that come through our program are foster kids, time they 3 to 4 years of age. By the time they reach 12 to 14, most of them, I said most of them, have been to 6 to 8 different foster homes. Now they're 12 through 20 years of age, no high school diploma, no GED, no self-esteem. 38 counties don't want them. They send them to us as rejects. So I call it, what I do, Gary, is very similar to what you do. I was just labeling, I don't know if I can be able to do this or not, okay with you, and put skiing as therapy, ski therapy. We do those things, and a lot of times this time of year, when it, if you don't want to go outside, we get art, we get crayons, we get watercolors, we get finger paints, we get things that we can touch. Touch. Did y'all hear that word? Vaughn pointed out to me the other day that it's so very vital in America, in the household, in the family, in the school. One of the biggest trophies I ever got in my life, Gary, was when Ron Clayton came over after I rolled the cardboard down the hill, slid into the tree, and got me back up again and patted me on the back and said, attaboy, I knew you could do it. That's therapy. So, Gary, let me flip it right back over to you because some of the things that you do with the children, maybe their parents have been trying to do, and I'm not giving you power over the parents, but it's amazing how you might be able to tell me, your son, how to do something and try to encourage me and try to inspire me, and then all of a sudden Ron Clayton comes along and said, country boy, I bet you could outrun everybody down that hill on a sleigh. What, you want to do it? I've never done it before. Well, I don't care. I know you could do it. We could do it together. So, Gary, I was, while you was talking, I just kind of closed my eyes and imagined the communication therapy, the touch, the attaboy, way to go, Gary, way to go, country boy. And, you know, I love those kind of things, and to me that's therapy, and what you're being able to do, what most people are on lockdown here this winter, whether they committed a crime or not. I would remember looking out the window just hoping it was snow, Or sometimes I'd hope it wouldn't rain just so we could go outside and play in the rain or play in the snow or play in the sleet. Go outside. I don't like inside. I like to go outside. So, Gary, I'm going to throw it back over to you because when you talk about riding snowmobiles and drinking hot chocolate and those kind of things are great, but tell us a few more things on what you see, what you get a chance to witness, and what kind of communication goes along to these kids that has never been snow skiing for the first time. Juan, are you still there? Is anybody still
here? I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, Gary might have dropped.
Yeah, he might have. It's possible. He's had challenges with the phone, and you know, it just sometimes happens. Hey, did you get the pictures I sent you? Remember, we were talking about cats last week. I told you I had a picture of my cat. Did you get Kitty Cat's picture?
Did not. My wife reminded me.
I will go back. And I could have sworn I sent it to you. Do you have more than one email, Country Boy?
Say it one more time.
Do you have more than one email address?
I do. I have an old Yahoo, but I haven't used it in over a year.
No,
everything now is CountryBoyTravel1@gmail.com. I switched to the Gmail platform instead of Yahoo.
Okay. Well, maybe that might be I have you in the wrong connection. In
yeah,
my phone.
It'll go
well,
into my spam.
They'll
go into
my
spam.
Yeah, we'll do that. So we're looking as the week goes forward this week. Highlights coming up in this week. I expect to hear about there is a December board meeting for the Hope Collection that's being called. There has to be some letters going out to individuals that have previously volunteered to become new board members or return to the board. And then we'll have, when those emails or letters go out and they're responded to, we will have the meeting to have the election. And we'll start a new board on January 1st. We're launching the new board of the Hope Collection with a vim and vigor to really launch into the programs that we talk about all the time, but actually be in a position to be a board that will pass and actually act on things. So we're looking for that. That'll be part of what's coming out in the general day-to-day situations. And we hope that everybody is just preparing. Prepare your heart, because there's been an announcement made over 2,000 years ago when the angels cried out and with great fanfare. So we're going to make this great fanfare, everybody. And I have to leave the call now, but I wanted to at least say hello to everybody today. Thank Gary for hosting the show and putting it together, and we'll keep things moving forward as we go. Have a great day, and
Ron,
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Ron, just put
yeah?
it on the top of your memory, one day this week that you and I have another conversation about because of you, because I got my inspiration stirring around last night. Then I had a friend of mine from Nevada to call me. Her name is Lyric. She's a songwriter. Then yesterday I bumped into a young lady, backed into her in the grocery store. She looks at me. I looked at her, and we go, ah! Hugged each other. You know, Ron, we talk about I'm pushing touch right now. But one of the things that you're going to be doing because of you campaign, Ron, I have about three or four more ideas that we can connect to that make it really, really cool. Are you still there?
There you are. Okay, we must have some technical difficulties today, you guys. So I have no way of controlling the keyboard. I have no way of knowing anybody's still listening or can hear me. So we're going to kind of just push the pause button right here on this Monday afternoon and say, send out hope to you wherever you are. And we'll be back tomorrow at noontime again, serving up hope. So, press out to you where you have a blessed and winning day, and we'll be